And welcome back to the post-game show as we are joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Lon Boyk. And Coach, first of all, obviously a heartbreaker of a loss here after a very well-played game.
I thought so. Kids just played and played and played, and, you know, they gave 100%, and it's a tough loss.
It is, and you had, just defensively, I thought this was one of the better games I've seen your guys play. It was just a fantastic defensive effort.
I thought so, too, and it's kind of been, you know, our strength all year, and you know, we did something a little bit different this game, and we put Reggie Wingham on that Ness kid and just had him shadow him or box him one, is the basketball term, and he just did an outstanding job on him.
And that was huge because he is their most dangerous player, and he really didn't have a lot to do with the game today.
And he's their all-time leading scorer here and everything else, and he'll probably, you know, be All-State this year too. So we did a nice job on him, and, you know, I thought we did a great job on all their players. All our kids just played so hard, everybody that went in there.
Offensively, they're a very good defensive team, and the reason why they're a number one seed, but you're able to get a few opportunities and just unfortunately weren't able to capitalize.
No, you know, we just kept waiting for that special bounce or the hop or the misplay by them, and the field is in terrible shape. You never know what it's going to hit, and you saw a lot of our guys whiffing at balls, and so did they, and, you know, and it was you never know what was going to happen there at any given time, even on the sand or on the goals there. You know, you don't know if it's going to bounce off there or skip underneath their legs or something.
Going after the end of regulation, what was the message to the boys?
Well, just keep plugging away, you know, and just keep plugging away 100%, give 100%, you know, 100% of the time, and keep plugging away. And, you know, then we got to the second overtime, and we kind of, you know, we were ready to go for the PKs, and, you know, if it went to a, you know, if it was still tie after that minute 25 that didn't run off, and, you know, we were ready for that as well, and you know, good for them, I guess, that number five, he found a way to put the ball in the goal, and that was, I'm not sure how far out it was, but it was pretty good shot.
30 yards, I think.
Yeah.
And just maybe guide us through that last, you were, I thought, controlling play there in the second overtime. Your guys seemed to get stronger at the end of the first half. They got stronger at the end of the second half. And then in the second overtime, you were controlling play a little bit there. Then it just, they found a little seam, and that was the difference.
They did. And, you know, we have a lot of depth, and I thought that helped us, you know, as the game went on. And most of the time we win second halves, and we have never played overtime, and I think my 5 years here, so that was interesting, but it went fast, you know, and I think Blake made a save, and, you know, there's a, you know, whatever, 2 minutes left in the game, so we want to get the ball up the field, and, you know, they made a play on it, made a pass, got a kick, and, you know, it was just one of those things.
Well, overall, a very fun season. We'll maybe talk about the seniors and Coach's Corner, but just an overall, a solid season for the guys.
Yeah, very good. You know, we ended up, I think, 6-8 on the year with two ties, and, you know, a lot of these games were like this, one goal games, and, you know, could have went either way. And, you know, we had 11 seniors this year who played their heart out, and a good number of juniors, and we got a great group of kids coming back. So, you know, the seniors have set the tone, and they just elevated their game, I think, so much the last few games of the year.
Coach, congratulations on a great season, and I know it stings right now, but the guys can take a lot of good things away from the experience they had this year.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Yep,
thank you. That is the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Lon Boyk.